Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Michael Bauman from The Ringer is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Michael, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Hey, Michael.
We are doing good. So I just for fun, before I started watching baseball games yesterday on TV, I had my kids check me for spider tack. They were looking under my hat, and they checked under my armpits. It was very, very they were in my personal space, but I was okay with it because I knew the game would be better for it. What was your thought on yesterday and your thoughts on yesterday as the first day of shakedown from the umpires happened across Major League Baseball?
Yeah, it's – I mean, well, look, it's always going to be awkward when you go to work and you're a grown man and another grown man says, hey, can I look at the inside of your belt? Like, we still haven't figured out a way to do that without, you know, without it looking a little ridiculous. But I think it's – you know, this is – what I've been saying is that I'm sympathetic to pitchers who say that they need some kind of grip aid beyond just the rosin bag on the mound to be confident in throwing the ball. And this is a tough adjustment for them to make, but also – the players, and I think the teams also deserve a lot of blame for encouraging this at the minor league level. They abused the freedom that was given to them. And so, if you know, we've got to check caps and belts and gloves and so on now, and that's just sort of the way it needs to go. So I'm sure there will be some adjustment, but if there's one thing I've learned about baseball, it's that we get used to new stuff really, really quickly. So I'm sure this will stop being weird in a couple of weeks.
Will this, Michael, end up changing some of the stuff that we were afraid we might have to get used to? You know, like, is this the solution to, all right, you don't have to move the mound back. All right, you don't have to ban the shift. You just have to make sure the pitchers aren't making the ball do funny things.
Well, I hope so, but I'm not that optimistic. I think that this one part of a larger problem, which is the development of pitchers has been to throwing max effort for very short periods of time, whether breaking balls. You don't see pitchers having to pace themselves to go through a full season workload. Teams, these guys, they pull. Nobody does this better than Cleveland, frankly. They pull these guys out of nowhere and add 3 miles an hour to the fastball and a couple hundred RPM to the breaking ball. And this is the cause. You know, this is what you don't see. I see so many short benches in terms of position players. It's that effort is why you see a lot of pitcher injuries. It's why you see the rising strikeout rate. And so the spider tack and the other foreign substances are helping. But I think it's just one part of a larger developmental process that got us to where we are. You know, I hope this is the Jenga block that we take out and the whole thing comes tumbling down and we go back to something more like what baseball was 10 years ago, but that remains to be seen. I guess there's only one way to find out.
Michael, I'm just wondering, and because Jeff and I talked about this before, is there a way that maybe Major League Baseball, to help the players get it, or to help pitchers get a better grip, that they can come up with a list of approved products that, you know, we all know rosin is. Is there maybe something else that Major League Baseball can do to give an approved list of products that pitchers might be able to use that clearly is for grip? You know, we talked earlier in the week about in Japan they use a sticky ball. Can you see that in the future?
Yeah, I think honestly that's the solution that makes the most sense to me, because just based on what players have been saying, even the position players, the hitters, want to have pitchers have some kind of grip for grip's sake, not necessarily for spin's sake. So this is the way the rule was enforced for a long time, that the rosin and sunscreen mix or some lower grade stuff was allowed and nobody complained about it. And nobody checked unless you had like the big, you know, Michael Pineda pine tar smear on your neck. As long as we're talking about it, that was allowed. And then pitchers and teams started taking advantage of that leeway and started adding other stuff to the mix. So that's the way things were. And I think that's the way that everybody would be happiest. The pitchers and the people that train them have proven that they can't be trusted. They abuse that freedom, and this is the result. Now, as far as the tacky ball that they use in Japan, I think that proves that it can be done. I think it's kind of ridiculous, frankly, that we make these glossy letter balls that have to have the shine rubbed off them by specific Delaware Valley mud, and then you have to add some grip aid when other leagues have shown that you can create a baseball that grips right, and Major League Baseball is either unwilling to be able to go through the R&D to make that happen or to build on what's been going on in Asia in the top pro leagues there. And an unfortunate side effect of Major League Baseball taking over the production process at Rawlings, there's no one to blame but themselves. Like, they either can't or won't. And that's led to all these other secondary effects. So I think what we're seeing now is it's got to be a temporary solution. The bad headlines that they were getting. It's somebody who likes the rule crackdown the way it was written. It's bizarre that they're doing this in the middle of the season. You know, I really think we need time to come up with a fair solution and give the players a chance to adjust, because I think there will be some adjustment in terms of, you know, I don't know if there's going to be like a huge injury epidemic, for instance, the way some of the pitchers have been talking about, but there's going to be some teething issues on this, and the late June is not a great place to experiment on it.
Michael, the rotation that started the season for the Indians is no longer in place. All five guys. And so they're trying to make do. If you were the Indians, what's plan D here? Is it look further into the minors? Is it sign an available free agent who's been looking for work? We ran through a list of guys earlier. Or would you try and find somebody in another team and make some kind of a deal?
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems like you guys have me on every so often. I keep saying that this is the year that Cleveland can't keep finding pitchers to replace the guys that got hurt or they traded away, and they always do. So, you know, like I said about their developmental process, I have faith in their ability to get guys to fill in innings. Like, if this is an issue of filling in for some of these guys for a month or for 5 or 6 weeks and hanging on to Oakland or whoever's whoever their rivals are for that wild card spot, I think that they can make it do or make it work as well as in high leverage situations. Now, if this is a situation where like Shane Bieber's out for the season, there's nobody you can get to replace him. So it's really academic talking about it. I like what they've done in terms of moving some of the younger guys into bigger roles, whether that's calling up from AAA and just, you know, giving them just enough responsibility, giving them roles that they can succeed in. And I think that's their best option going forward. We're still seeing what the trade market's going to shake out like. And I don't know where Cleveland's going to make that big move for a big pitcher when every contender in baseball needs pitchers. So I think what we're going to see, and this is probably the way I'd operate if I were them, just try to get by until we get some of the big names back and see where you go from there.
Yeah, Michael, we were talking earlier in the show, and we were just trying to find a list of free agent pitchers that have major league experience out there. It is very slim pickings. Is there anybody off the top of your head that you can think of that would be maybe a decent fit for a month here with the Indians, or maybe a chance to stick a little bit longer, that's out there right now that's still – I mean, everyone, we laugh about Bartolo Colon throwing a complete game in Mexico last week, but this team's pretty desperate right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's late June. Everybody who was, you know, had a serious chance of pitching in the majors has landed somewhere by now. You know, so I have to acknowledge, like, you know, who's tagging along in indie ball right now that they could call on. But, you know, there's not going to be Rich Hill that you pluck out of the Atlantic League, for instance, who can just slot in and give you the innings in the stretch. I think that this is going to be something that they're have to, particularly at this point in the season, to address either internal. You know, they'll see something that shakes loose.
Think they can hang on? We've been wondering how they've been doing it. And, you know, they've been very competitive despite some major injuries and despite a lack of, you know, like, well, that guy's really killing it at the plate. There's not a ton of that going on. Somehow they're winning baseball games, Michael. Can it continue?
Yeah. And it's the same story. I mean, obviously this is a different situation with some of the injuries suffered in the rotation, but I'm just looking at sort of the team-wide pitching numbers and the bullpen, you know, Emmanuel Clase and James Karinchak, you expect those guys to really produce. You know, you saw what they did last night with the bullpen, you know, picking up a little earlier than expected. So this is like, this is an above average pitching stat. Maybe you look at the numbers holistically, like a back end of the top 10, maybe 11, 12 in the league, and you go to sort it by high leverage situations and it's top three, top five. And so some of that's Terry Francona putting in situations, which is something that he's been good at for until this point. It's been successful 5 years. It's been true and development. It's been, you know, post solve problems on the offense then. So that's it's really the same blueprint with just different guys attached to it.
Michael, thank you so much for your time. We always appreciate talking to you, and hopefully when the Indians have a rotation, we can talk again. So we'll make sure we'll check out on the Ringer MLB show and all your stuff in the Ringer.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.